Pinkies up. What time is it?
It's time to spill. Grab your teacups because it's time to spill.
Woo woo! We're back, badder than ever.
Woo! So excited, another week.
You guys, I don't think you're ready. We are doing bad dating stories. Wow.
There are some crazy ones. We both have our own stories to share. It's gonna be good. Gosh.
It's gonna be so...
Buckle up.
You guys have no idea what is about to hit. Okay, but first, let's start off with what we're sipping. So this is where we share whatever we're sipping this week. Podcast, movies, music, products, whatever we're loving, blah, blah, blah. Mallory, what are you sipping?
Okay, this week, me and Dallin have been watching the Squid Game Challenge. I don't know if you ever watched Squid Game on Netflix. It's this insane game show where they kidnap all these people, basically, and they have to make it through all of these rounds of these games. It kind of sounds like Saw a little bit,
but
if you don't make it through the challenge on time or whatever, they literally get shot, and they're like in this huge warehouse, and they all sleep in these bunk beds. It's insane. But anyway, they turned it into a real life game show.
No, thank you.
And so real people have come onto the show, and it has been insane because they play the exact same games that are in the TV show, and it has been so interesting to watch. Obviously they don't die, but
so what happens if you get out or lose or don't make it or whatever?
They have like a little ink or like paint thing underneath their shirt, and anytime they're like out, it like explodes on their shirt, so it looks like they got shot. Then they have to like lay on the ground like they died. It actually is really good. You guys need to watch it.
Wait, what is that on
Netflix?
On Netflix. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you sipping?
I'm currently sipping Schitt's Creek for about the 900th time.
Yep.
Because one of my favorite TV shows, A Million Little Things. It's literally so good. That's where I got my son's name, Rome, from. I have been I think the finale came out in May. I've literally been holding off since May, finishing the last half of the last episode because I knew it was going to wreck me so hard.
Oh, no.
And I watched it this week. I'm, like, still unwell. Like, I think if I talk about it too much, I'll start bawling. It was so good, so sad. Like, just really? One of those endings that freaking just wrecks you so hard.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, remember... Was it when you were in Venice or like you literally have a video of Haley like losing her mind,
that's
sobbing?
What she was watching.
No, she was watching This Is Us.
Oh,
but remember just like how she was reacting to that. That's how I was in This Is Us, but that's also how I was this week watching A Million Little Things finale.
Oh no,
just freaking wreck. I just get so emotionally invested in my shows.
Yeah.
And it was a great it was a really sad ending, but also like I just love
when
so
shows
invested.
Make you feel something though, that's the best.
Yes, and you feel like they're literally like your friends or your family or whatever. Like you cry when they cry, you're happy when they're exactly how the show was. So that wrecked me so freaking hard, literally bawling my eyes out at midnight.
Oh no.
For the last 20 minutes of the episode that I've been saving for 5 months.
Yeah.
So then after that I was like, I need something, just like a comfort show that I know and love, and Schitt's Creek was like right on my little display next to it, so I'm like, we're doing that. So I started Schitt's Creek from the beginning, sipping that. I know it's gonna wreck me at the end too,
yeah,
it always does, but at least that one's a little bit of a happier ending.
Yeah,
a lot of a happier ending. So
I love that show so much,
so good. Okay, so yeah, that's what I've been sipping.
All right, well let's move into our cup of confessions.
We're so new at this, we can't even like remember what our segments are called.
Yeah,
cup of confessions, where we tend to confess something. Oh wait, actually I just remembered, I have a different confession.
Okay.
Somebody did a personal attack on me and Mallory this week, and I was just wandering my little eye to go see what ratings we had received, what reviews we had received, and somebody gave us 1 star on both Apple and Spotify.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, okay, that has to be personal because nobody knows about this podcast yet, except for people that actually
know us or like know of us. I don't know.
So yeah, whoever but you are, love you. Kristen. Love that we have a little hater and yeah, hurt our feelings. But here's the thing. If you would have left a review, so it was like something we could have fixed, great. But it was just a rating, so I feel like it was just a personal attack. And I texted Mallory, I'm like, we have a hater.
I was like, it's fine. It's not going to be for everybody. At least they're being honest. I don't know, but it kind of messed with our rating. So that kind of sucked. But
well, yeah, that's the thing is like, whatever. No, I don't care. We're not going to be for everybody. People don't like us, whatever. But I feel like that was, that's like such a public way to say, I don't like you too.
You, yeah.
Or one of us. Maybe it was one of our ex-husbands. I don't know.
Probably was.
I don't think they even know or care that we're doing this. But whoever it was, we still love you.
I'm dying. And
we're having a good freaking time.
We are.
So if you are out there listening and you do love us, go give us 5 stars. Pretty please.
Pretty please.
We love you.
But Caleb, again, we aren't going to be for everybody, and that's fine.
No, they can that's go fine.
Carry on their merry way. If you
have feedback, send us a little DM. Be nice. But don't do a 1 star. Please.
Heart shattered. My confession for the week is that I am just sick of watching Kristen take 20 what? Minutes to send a Snapchat.
Mallory. You little savage.
Truly, I sat here and watched her for a solid 15 minutes before we started this podcast. She was just trying to get those duck lips right. Truly.
Not the duck lips. You're really giving my age away with those duck lips.
Oh, my hell. Anyway, dude, I love you so much. I just thought that was funny because I really didn't have any other confession for the week.
It's actually so funny because we went to Park City for the weekend with my family, and Maddie, my sister that was on last week's episode, her husband Zach caught me Snapchatting.
No, he did not.
And I have never been more humiliated in my life.
Was he laughing?
No, literally laughing. So we're literally sitting. It was just me and him in the kitchen. He's like sitting on a bar stool, enjoying his chips and dip.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think he was paying attention to me. Mm-hmm. So I get a Snapchat. I'm like, okay, I'm going to respond. Pull up my phone, make a little face, send it. I look down and Zach is staring at me with the biggest grin on his face. And he was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. I like, want everybody to have to partake in this because it is a sight to see.
No, I was, so then I was just like humiliated, cracking up, whatever. And then like throughout the night, I mean, I was with him for the whole freaking weekend.
Yeah.
And like anytime I would turn the corner, he'd be like peeking at me trying to take a Snapchat. I literally had to start snapping like just my eyeballs, like not making a face because I was so humiliated.
Zach probably ate that up though.
No. Oh yeah. He was laughing so hard. So I hate Snapchat. I hate my life, but here we are.
I love it. I really love ya.
Okay. Yep. I'm a snapping queen lately. That's what I've also
you guys,
been
we
shipping.
Just, you guys, Kristen, we just got another one. There's 26
a
now.
Slay. Okay. Do you guys hear that? 26 bad dating stories.
27. There's we're like 20. No, like 28, 29, 30. There's probably like 30 stories we have to tell tonight.
30 stories is a lot.
It's
we should
a lot.
Probably do this in two parts.
We'll do two parts, guys.
Okay. Slay. Let's go.
And then you have another episode to look forward to. Okay, well, let's get into these stories since we have a lot of ground to cover.
Are we going
to
do yours in the beginning or in the end?
I can go first. I don't care.
Okay, let's start with your story, Val.
Okay. So this isn't like a we were out on the town kind of date. I was a sophomore in high school, and I was seeing the senior. And
slay.
I was 15 at the time, mind you. Okay. And we had only hung out a few times. Like, it wasn't anything serious. But we were in his basement one night. You know how that goes. And I do want to preface that I was the most naive girl ever. So naive. Like, I hadn't made out with anybody up until this point. And so we are sitting on his floor in his living room. And living room downstairs in the basement.
Always in the basement.
And he was like, do you want to know what guys like?
No.
And I was like, yeah, I guess. What? And he was like, we really like to derf.
We?
Yeah. We really like to derf. And I was like, I didn't know what that was. Or maybe I did at the time. Like, I just had heard like about heard it, but I never
derfed.
Derfed. And he was like, come on, I'll show you. Literally makes me straddle him.
No, okay? Valerie.
And derf him. And I made it for about 3 seconds and I was like, I have to go home. No. Literally like ran away.
Wait. Straddle him. Were you laying down or sitting up?
Laying down. Sweet. But like, yeah, you know.
No, I know how it works. I'm derfed.
Yeah.
But the way you said straddle, it sounded like you were
like sitting. He made me like crawl on top, you know. Oh. Crawl on top of him. I was mortified.
I'm so sorry. Do you want to know what guys like?
Yeah. Do you want to know what guys like? And I was like, I will never be speaking to you ever again.
Or derping.
Yeah. But it's so funny because I know the girl that's married to him now and she just has no idea. I'm curious. Yeah.
Dude, that is hilarious. For those of you that don't know what, I feel like derping is like a Utah word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably because a lot of us are Mormon and we're not doing anything else at that age.
Right.
But derfing, dry humping, zipper sparking.
Yep. Levi loving,
all those things. That's what derfing is.
Yeah.
DFing.
So, to say I was mortified would be an understatement.
Did you know that I got paid $1,000, $1,000 to not kiss anyone until I was 18? So I was a good girl.
And was it your dad that made that deal with you?
It was both my parents. They offered it to all 5 of the kids. I was the only one that made it. Maddie kissed someone in like 7th grade. They gave her a second chance.
No, they did not.
She didn't do it. She kissed somebody else. They gave her a third chance. She still didn't do it. I'm like, you're dumb. A
third chance. Okay.
She must have been a derf queen as well.
Yeah. I'm literally done. That's heinous.
But I got $1,000. So yeah, I was not derfing in any basements in high school.
Yeah. I was mortified. Anyway.
Cut myself, what's that called? Virtuous. Virtuously clean in high school.
Yeah. Oh my heck. Okay. Well, let's get into this first story. Buckle up. Went on a date with a guy I matched with on Hinge. We talked for about a month before we decided to actually go on a date. LOL. We decided to go to the drive-in movie and he picked me up at the nearby Smith's.
Ooh, drive-ins.
And I got in the truck, his dad's truck to be exact. Haha. When we pulled up to pay for the movie, he handed the cashier a Visa gift card and the cashier said that there was no money on it. He was so rude to the cashier and demanded that she check it again because he knows there's money on it. I was so embarrassed that I finally just handed over my credit card so we wouldn't keep holding up the line. Mind you, I also bought snacks for the movie since I figured he would pay for the actual movie.
Oh my gosh.
He told me he would Venmo me since he felt bad. We ended up probably watching 5 minutes of both movies because he just wanted to make out the whole time.
Of course, that's why you're going to the drive-ins.
So basically, I paid $30 for a makeout and he didn't even pay me back. I ghosted him after that.
Before you ghosted, you should have sent the Venmo request.
Yeah.
It's not too late. It's not too late.
Okay, the same thing actually happened to me like 2 years ago.
No, after your divorce?
Yeah, after my divorce. No. And we were going paddleboarding and we decided to grab some Jimmy John's before we went paddleboarding. And the guy I was with claimed he forgot his wallet. And so obviously I ended up paying and he claimed that he felt so bad too and like would Venmo me and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, it's fine. Like, it's whatever, you know. Anyway, he never did. But I was like, he probably purposely forgot his wallet.
Wait, claimed he would Venmo you, didn't Venmo you. Yeah. What about Apple Pay?
Yeah.
What about...
You got Cash App? Paying King? You got Cash App. Yeah. And it's actually so funny because Dallin remembers when I went on that date and he calls this boy Paddleboard Boy.
Goodbye, Paddleboard Boy.
Yeah, Paddleboard Boy went bye-bye.
Oh my gosh. Anyway. So funny.
That's so bad.
You know what's so funny? That should be like a segment or something we have people submit is like the names that you call the boys that you're talking to.
Yes.
Because like Paddleboard Boy, I have Dad Boy, I have Butt Stuff Cowboy, I have...
Oh my gosh.
Not that I'm currently talking to, but like people that have like, you know,
yeah.
I've spoken to in the past.
Yeah.
Anyway, like the names that you call these boys with your friends.
Yes.
So funny. Okay. I had to go deep into my high school Finsta account for this. When I tell you I absolutely swore off dating after this, I'm not kidding. Oh, you know what? She sent us a video. Did you see this on Instagram? I'll show you it after I read the story.
Okay.
This was your typical, my friend wants you to bring your friend date. So I was just doing my friend a favor so she could have a boy over. Good friend.
Yeah, that was a good friend.
So I agreed to a blind date with her man's friend. We decided to keep it pretty chill and just do hot tubbing and a movie at her house. Keep in mind, neither girls had ever met these boys. The boys arrive and my friend's boy is super casual, nice, chill, respectful, etc. Followed immediately by a boy that I can only describe as the human version of a tornado.
Uh-oh.
He struts straight through the front door, past me, and straight to the kitchen. He starts immediately opening up the fridge and pulling out last night's leftovers. We all had no idea what to do / what the hell was happening. Okay, why didn't his friend stop him?
Yeah.
He literally opened every cupboard to find the plate he needed. He proceeds to pop it all in the microwave and brought it to the front room to sit and eat with my friend's dad. Her dad didn't even know we had friends over and literally said, who are you, to him. Once they finished eating, we finished? Did you guys all grab a plate after that?
Yeah.
Once we finished eating, I spent the most awkward hour of my life in this hot tub. There was so much sexual tension. What? Oh, between the people we were with. I was like, wow, that escalated quickly.
Yeah.
There was so much sexual tension between the people we were with as I was trying to scoot farther and farther away from my date. I kept catching him trying to casually flex and stretch.
The typical move.
Picture this. So funny. Fast forward to watching a movie, I literally would have rather died than cuddled with this man. He kept squirming like he hadn't taken ADHD meds or something. Not to mention that I literally had just met him and had maybe said two words to him. About 20 minutes into the movie, he literally screams out of nowhere, "Why aren't you cuddling me?" Leans over and, in all caps, bites my stomach. Jail.
Jail. Prison, actually.
Federal prison. No parole. No chance. Life. Mm-hmm. Life. No.
Yep.
I was absolutely shocked and did not know what the hell to do. Everyone awkwardly moved on for the moment, and I just kept watching the movie. 5 minutes later, same thing. In all caps. Why aren't you cuddling me? And bites my arm. I literally...
You're a freak. That's why.
I literally said, I don't know you and I don't want to. He then proceeds to stand up, put on boxing gloves that he saw stored in a cabinet and tried to fight me. I tried ignoring him, but next thing I knew, he was leaping through the air and came crashing down onto me. Completely ripping his pants up the butt. I started to laugh hysterically and literally turned to my friend and said, "Can I be done now?" She let me leave and I never spoke to him again. Okay, she sent us a video of the guy with his pants ripped. We gotta ask her if we can post this. Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
He asks how big it is. It's literally from top to bottom. Oh, on his jeans.
That's so funny.
Okay, we'll have to ask her if we can post this on the stories because that is so funny.
Okay, next. Back when I was on every dating app possible, I met someone that seemed to be like such a great catch. We set a date to meet and get together for dinner. I got to the restaurant and couldn't find my date anywhere. Then a guy came up to me and said, "Hi, I'm..." insert fake name. He didn't look anything like his photo. Let's just say he was the whitest dude I'd ever seen. Draco Malfoy level bleached hair and eyebrows. Likely albino. And probably 5'4" in height. Much shorter than me. Let's just say I was in shock. We got seated and the conversations were not flowing. I excused myself to the restroom and called my bestie, freaking out. She and I contemplated whether I should ditch and head out. Problem was, I had to pass right by him to leave the restaurant, and me being as nice as I am, I couldn't do it. So I returned to my seat. An unreasonable amount of time passed with awkward silence when he then said, "This is the best birthday ever." No. Oh no, could this have possibly gone any worse? More time passed and the waitress brought our check. I kid you not, that check sat there for probably 15 minutes before I agonizingly put my card down.
No.
How could I not pay for the dinner when he said it was his birthday? And let's be real, I was sick and tired of being there. We leave, I left him with a wave, yeah. Bolted to the car and off I went. Not even 2 hours passed when I received a message from this boy. I know this is breaking some kind of rules, but this is easily the best birthday I've ever had. I hope we can get together again soon. And that was that. I never messaged him back. Yikes.
No. Why is my heart like crushing for a little albino man?
Was he just like feeling that the vibes were not there? Or what?
No, some people literally like cannot read vibes.
It's true. Yikes, that's bad.
Oh, it's so bad. Like, okay, it's fine if you whatever. You have super bleached blonde hair, you're albino, you're 5'4" or whatever. You are who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But our dating profiles must reflect that. Like, was his height not on there? Like, how did you not know that before? Did we not FaceTime him before? Big mistake.
Yeah. Men always kind of push the limits with their heights, though.
Oh, my gosh. On his birthday. Well, good karma's coming to you for paying for his birthday dinner and giving him the best birthday of his life, even though it was complete agony for you.
I hope Queen.
Hope you find somebody else great off those dating apps. Okay, buckle up. So I was going through a breakup and I matched with this guy who was 30 and I was 22. I know. So I suggest we go out for drinks, and the last minute he says, let's meet at my place. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So I go to this random man's apartment. Queen. Uh-oh. You're a little 22-year-old self. You're lucky you're alive. I literally have no room to talk, but I'm 31.
Anyone can get kidnapped at any age, okay, Kristen?
So I suggest... Oh, sorry. So, okay, whatever. So I go to this random man's apartment. I got there and he was being so awkward. And he said like four words to me the whole hour I was there. What was he doing? So I bail. I'm like, I'm tired. I'm going to head home. But of course, I immediately head to my bestie's place and I'm ranting about it. Then this bro texts me. Then this bro texts me. You look nothing like your pictures. Like, what? All of my photos were recent because I had re-downloaded Tinder recently and added recent photos. My dumbass presses him further and I'm like, what do you mean? And he says, sorry, I just don't date fat girls.
Wait, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. The audacity.
You should have gone back to his house and kicked his ass.
Yeah.
Egged his car, slashed his tires. What a douche. I'm appalled, as you should have been. Mm-hmm. I immediately start cussing him out and stuff. I'm livid. I ended up posting the convo with his number exposed on Twitter. You go, girl. He started threatening the lives of me and my friends who called him out. It was getting kind of scary. I then called the police and reported the threats and haven't heard from him since. Oh, my gosh. Well, hopefully he doesn't listen to this.
What? B-A-S-T-A-R-D.
No, literally. Truly. So bad.
I'm sorry. I'm happy you got away from that one. Okay, next. A lot of these we have not read because a lot of these actually just came in today. So I'm really excited because some of these we have not even read. I just said that 15 times. Okay. My first date at college was a doozy. We had English 10-10 together and he was the nicest kid ever. He asked if he could take me out and of course I said yes. He was like 6'9". Kind, funny, and cute. Like, obvi, I was going on this date. He takes me to the Aggie Creamery and we eat our ice cream and then we go, air quotes, staircasing.
Typical Logan, Utah date.
Yeah. We had a cute heart to heart and just talked about life, and one thing led to another and we were making out, and all of a sudden I hear this frog-like croak coming from him. He doesn't even stop kissing me, ? So I pull away. I'm like, sir, what was that? And he was like, oh yeah, I'm lactose intolerant. Sir, why are you taking a girl out to get ice cream when you're lactose intolerant? Anyways, we keep kissing because I just try to be nice and not make him feel bad. And it happens again. And all he says is sorry and tries to come in for more. No. I said, okay, that's enough. And he took me home. We didn't hang out after that day. And I actually met my now husband 2 days after that date. It was an experience unlike any other, truly. Ha ha ha. Love this pod so far. You girlies are naturals at this.
Aww.
Thanks, sister. Oh my gosh.
No, was he gonna like vomit on you?
Yeah, I'm like, what was that croak? Okay, I'm truly so curious. Was this like it sounded like a burp was about to come up? Or ew. What was this croak?
I don't know if I want details. Lactose intolerant after eating ice cream, that's all I need to know.
Yeah. Recipe for disaster.
As a fellow IBS girly, potential lactose intolerant, that's all I need to know.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't get ice cream on dates.
It's probably smart.
Okay, next one. While up at USU, okay, slay, look at all these Utah State girlies, fellow alumni. Anyway, while up at USU, I had a guy from a dating app ask me out. Seemed hot and nice enough, so why not? He asked if he could cook me dinner at his apartment. Love food, so big yes. Turns out he literally lived in an apartment right across the road from me. When I told him I could just walk over to his apartment for the date, he said that he wanted to be chivalrous. So he said he would just drive his truck over and pick me up. Okay.
That's on.
Was so awkward when he drove across the street, had me get in the car, and then literally drove me the 30 seconds back across the road. But I mean, a nice offer, so whatever. Well, he started cooking me a chicken mushroom dish. I don't like mushrooms, but I was willing to just eat it regardless to be nice. While he was cooking, he admitted to me that it was not him who was messaging me on the dating app, but in fact his roommate, because quote unquote, he's better at talking to girls than me. Oh, hell.
Okay.
At that point, I was super annoyed, but he was still nice and hot, so I told myself I'd give him a chance. Well, after 45 minutes, he goes to give me my dish of food, and we dig in. While I'm eating, I look down, and the chicken is still pink inside.
Goodbye.
That's right, raw chicken. I quickly tell him it is still raw, and I'm not eating the rest. He gets super offended and says, well, sorry, it's mostly cooked. I'll just eat it then. I watch in absolute awe with a sick stomach as he freaking eats his raw chicken and mine. He then has the audacity to ask me if I'd like to watch a movie and make out.
Wait, no, thank you.
He asks, do you want to make out? I'm dead. Absolutely not, sir. I tell him I don't feel well, and he gets offended and asks if he can drive me back home. I tell him I can absolutely walk the 45 steps back to my farm alone, and I leave. Maybe I should have tried to meet his roommate and date him instead. What an insane man. Thanks for reading this novel and having me relive my nightmare.
Sorry, queen. You did it for the girlies.
Oh my gosh. Not that him so downing bad. Both of your meals and not just like throwing it back on, grilling another piece of chicken. Like,
that's sir. Horrendous.
So bad.
I hung out with a group of guys in my singles ward and was really into one of them. After I got home, I got a text asking if I wanted to go on a date. I was so excited. Come to find out, it wasn't the guy I wanted it to be, and it was someone I didn't really know at all that well.
Oh, that's the worst.
But I went anyway. Background. I had just gotten a pretty deep chemical peel a few days before, so I was peeling pretty bad when we went on a date. We went to Chili's, RIP Mallory. And we were talking and getting to know each other, and he asked what year I graduated high school. I told him I had just graduated that year, and he kind of giggled. So I asked when he graduated, and it was 11 years before me. I was barely 18, and he had just turned 30.
Oh my gosh.
It didn't register at first, and so I just went on like normal. And then my peeling skin around my mouth decided to jump ship and fly into my mouth as I inhaled and started choking.
No.
He thought I was reacting to his age, but really I was just dying over a piece of skin. The rest of the night was so awkward, and we never really talked again.
Oh my gosh. She sent a video. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did see that one. The awkward doorstep.
She sent the Ring doorbell. This is actually so funny. She sent the Ring doorbell footage, and she goes, well, I'll see you when I see you. At the very
end. Which will be never.
It's so freaking funny.
Oh my gosh.
That actually reminds me, like, one of my friend's favorite things for me to do when I have a date or whatever is to send them the Ring doorbell footage. I don't have a Ring, but my doorbell camera footage, I always send we it do to them live after.
For that. Live for it.
So freaking funny. When I share my bad dating story, I can post my doorbell cam footage of him. Do you remember him?
Which one?
I don't know if I should say his name.
I don't remember which one that was.
Oh, yes, you do. No tongue, progressive makeout, wanted to be friends with benefits, lasted. Small glasses.
The accountant.
We'll save that story for next week.
Oh, no.
Next one. After our episodes this week, we had some. Oh, what the hell?
Started reading the description
and like such a like deep like I was here to slay with
she
that
was ready
after this episode.
Oh my gosh,
I'm dead. Okay, this is my cousin's oh no. Okay, here we go. This is my cousin's story, but he has since deceased. R.I.P.
Wait, sad. I'm sorry.
And I know he wouldn't mind me sharing this story. He was on a date with his girlfriend and got an upset stomach. Relatable. They pulled over because he couldn't hold it, and he was I'm so sorry. R.I.P. to this man, literally and figuratively. They pulled. That was so savage.
Oh no.
I'm so sorry. Okay. They pulled over because he couldn't hold it, and he was shitting on the side of the road. He got his stomach to calm down. Oh gosh. He got his stomach to calm down and then got back in the car, and not 5 minutes later his stomach got upset again and he couldn't save it, and he literally shit through his pants all over her passenger seat, like all over it. They had to go to the car wash and spray her seats with the car wash spray just to get just to get the shit stains out.
Oh. Wait, I'm literally dying. My stomach hurts from laughing so hard at that.
I'm sorry, and the fact that he is deceased.
I know. That's so sad. But that story is so funny. Like, that's something you never forget.
No. But also, she did say girlfriend. So luckily, it wasn't a first date.
Yeah. Could you imagine how mortified you would be?
No, I would. No.
Oh my gosh. One time I was on a date with a boy I was talking to, and after we had, of course, I hate myself so much. One time I was on a date with a boy I was talking to, and after we, of course, had a little makeout sesh, things were feeling a little wet on my face, and I knew we weren't being that slobbery and wild, lol. Then I started to taste blood. Yep, blood. So I pull away and we have blood all over us. He got a bloody nose while we were making out and it was all over me, lol. Like literally in my mouth. No, not my blood. Not. Went home and Googled if I could die from that. Wait, that's so horrendous.
Googled if I could die from that. That is hilarious. That is in your mouth. That is disgusting.
So gross.
Ew.
I literally think I would have drank bleach.
No. Oh. Okay, that would have killed you. Not that you could have died from. Okay, let's do one more and then we'll do a part two because there are so many freaking more stories.
So many.
Okay. So the last one. It was my very first high school dance, homecoming. I got asked by this guy that I didn't know super well, but decided to go with him. I felt creepy vibes from him the whole day activity slash date. Oh, no. Did she say she didn't know him very well? Yeah, I didn't know super well, but decided to go with him. Okay. I felt creepy vibes from him the whole day activity slash date. We were at dinner, and I was just eating slowly because, you know, manners. And he looks at me and says, are you going to finish that? Because I paid a lot of money for that food.
Goodbye.
Then proceeded to eat the food off my plate. As the night went on, I felt more and more uncomfortable being with him. I was so creeped out that I had my sister come pick me up from the night activity so he didn't try to take me home and kiss me on my doorstep. Well, this past summer, I got sent a KSL news article that this same guy was charged for sexually assaulting minors. And he was married with a baby on the way. My 16-year-old self knew he was a creep. Trust your gut, ladies.
That's so bad.
I am speechless.
Yeah. Like, your heart would drop when you saw that article.
No.
That's so bad, queen.
Send us the article.
Yeah, actually, can you send us?
Oh, that is so bad. Well, glad he was caught and glad you were safe. That is,
and nowhere to be found with this man. Jeez. Can you imagine how horrendous finding that information out and you're literally pregnant?
No.
Your husband is literally going to jail.
You're going to jail.
Yeah.
No, that is so bad. Yikes.
Wow, these stories have me shaken up.
Here's the thing. I never want to date again and I'm single, so.
Yeah. It's rough out there.
It's rough out there. I'm going to have more stories to add to these as the years go on. Hopefully I won't be single for years, but you know.
Yeah. You won't be. You're freaking hot.
Oh, stop it. Anyway, fill the teapot, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay. ASMR. Okay. What is your love language?
This is a good one. I feel like mine has changed over the years.
Mine has too.
I also feel like I am very well-rounded. I feel like I have all of them, like giving and receiving.
You're just a lover girl.
I am a lover girl. I feel like right now my biggest ones are...
Can I guess what yours is?
Yeah.
I think your biggest one that you need is... Oh, wait, sorry. Let me name all five of them really fast so I can remember. Gifts, physical touch... Words of affirmation.
Acts of service.
Acts of service, quality time.
Yeah.
I think the biggest one that you need right now is words of affirmation.
Yes. I do really feel like words of affirmation is up there. But also, like, what is one that's, like, just showing that you're just, like, a little... So, I guess acts of service. But, like, just little things to make me feel like you're thinking about me.
Okay.
So, I don't know what that would fall under. Acts of service?
I think it could be acts of service or gifts. Like, what do you mean? Little, like, give us some examples. Like, what would make you feel loved? Like, a little thing that Dallin does, or you would be, like, thrilled if he did. Dallin, take note.
Just, like, it doesn't even have to be this huge grand thing, but like leaving a little note or like walking through my front door and you have flowers, or just like even a text of like, hey, I'm thinking about you this morning, I know you have this, like, and he does do that, but like things like that that make me feel like you're thinking about me.
Okay, yeah. So I feel like that could be both gifts or acts of service.
Yeah, so it's like actions but also words. I don't know.
No, that's okay. I think we all love and appreciate and want all five of them, mm-hmm. but there's things that like at different times in your life you need more, you crave more. Mm-hmm. You're missing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I think mine is, I feel like it's always been gifts. Well, that's what I think I just always fell back on that one because I always mm-hmm. loved giving gifts.
Yeah.
But I've actually been thinking about this a lot lately, and I think mine truly is, and now that I like realize that this is my love language, I'm like, duh, Kristen.
It makes sense.
Why have you not thought this the entire time?
Yeah.
Mine is 100% quantity time. I literally don't even care about the quality of it. Like, I just want to be with the people that I love. Or, like, yeah. You know? Like, if you literally want me to come with you to fill up gas in your car, I'm your girl. You want a drink run? I want to come. You want me to sit on your couch and, like, we're literally both on TikTok, but we're just, like, sitting by each other? I want to be there.
Yeah.
I never want to be by myself.
Yeah.
Maybe that's another issue we need to unpack. I'm just kidding. But I really, like, love just being with my people. So quantity mm-hmm. time, quality time. I don't care about the quality.
Yeah. I love it.
That's honestly probably mine. I think that's both my giving and receiving. Mm-hmm. Like, I want you to, like, want to hang out with me all the time.
Yeah.
But, like, I also want to do that for you, too.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, like, obviously, I appreciate words of affirmation. I love getting gifts. I love giving gifts. But I think time.
Mm-hmm.
Time is all I need.
Yeah, I think they definitely can vary depending on the time of your life.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's me.
I love it.
Okay, well,
Kristen's gotta bounce off to
I thought you were gonna spill some tea. Oh, you kind of are.
Kristen's gotta get going now, so we gotta wrap it up.
I might have a long drive ahead of me, so here we go. Lulz. But maybe I'll have another story for the podcast next week.
I really hope you do.
Hopefully good I or don't bad. Hopefully a good update, hopefully nothing bad. So I'm going to skedaddle, but everybody wish me luck.
I can't.
And until next week, pinkies up.